Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 The Ticket, the Jamie and Stoney Show. Jamie Samuelson along with Mike Stone, and we are joined by Big Game Bob. Bob Stoops, longtime head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, now involved with the XFL. And, of course, rumored to be taking pretty much every college job under the sun. And he has a new book out called No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach. And he joins us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Great to be with you this morning.
It's great to have you. It's really a pleasure to talk college football with you. I want to first ask you about Oklahoma, which you left a couple summers ago. Surprised a lot of people the timing of your departure. And then for those of us who didn't know, who's this Lincoln Riley character? Well, apparently he just creates Heisman Trophy winners. You got to be pretty happy where the program has gone since your departure.
I am. And you know, part of my departure was I knew the right guy was in place and that he would continue to push the program forward. And so, I was comfortable with it. I knew for me it was just the right time overall. And so I wanted my own space and time and stepped out, and I knew Lincoln would push it forward, and he's doing a great job, and there's more to come, you know. So it's been fun to watch.
You grew up in Ohio. You never played for Ohio State. You went to Iowa, coached there, Florida, the whole deal, then Oklahoma. My question for you, did you grow up as an Ohio kid hating Michigan and Michigan State, especially Michigan, like so many Ohio kids did?
You know, I had a cousin growing up, Eddie Moore, who played at Michigan. So no, I kind of always followed him, you know, being a younger guy. And he was in college playing at Michigan. I didn't grow up hating anybody. My dad, kind of being a high school coach, was familiar with all the coaches that came around recruiting. And he didn't really root for any one team, you know. So I kind of, how it is, kids, you emulate your father. I never rooted for any one team. In fact, I talk about in the book, I loved watching Oklahoma, you know, in the triple option and Joe Washington and Greg Pruitt and Thomas Lott running the option. You know, all those guys back in those days, they were fun to watch.
Bob Stoops with us here on 97.1 The Ticket. You also talk a lot about the influences you had. Obviously, you coached under two legends, Hayden Fry at Iowa and Steve Spurrier at Florida. How important were those guys to your career, and how important is it for a young coach to have a mentor? And do you feel like that was a role you provided for some of the coaches on your staff at Oklahoma?
Well, hopefully I provided a role that way. I'd like to have, and for sure it makes a huge difference. You know, my coaches I learned under, not only Hayden Fry at Iowa, but there's also on the staff Bill Brazier, Barry Alvarez, Dan McCarney, Kirk Ferentz. Those were all the assistant coaches that I was coming up under, you know, who were great mentors and great friends to me and still are. And then, you know, to top it off, I end up going to to Florida and Kansas State. Also the learning experience at Kansas State from the ground up with Coach Snyder. And then going to Florida with Steve Spurrier was kind of the icing on the cake. And I really tried to emulate everything we did at Florida. I brought to Oklahoma and it worked, you know. I owe a lot to Coach Spurrier, definitely.
Coaching in Oklahoma, obviously, a lot of pressure, high-profile program. Social media was obviously still there when you left, but it's even gotten amped up by more sports talk radio, all the shows. Jim Harbaugh here is under a lot of heat since taking over at Michigan, as you know. No trips to Indy, no Big Ten championships. How would you evaluate how he's done and the criticism that he is getting here?
I'm not there to know. I'm down here in Oklahoma. So, you know, at the end of the day, Jim's a heck of a coach. He's had a great career. I would just tell people to continue to have patience. I think Jim will continue to, you know, keep pushing the program forward. And a lot of things don't happen in today's world in 1 year, or two. So give it time. And again, I'm not one to evaluate what another coach has done. If you're not in the same shoes and in that position, it isn't fair to criticize or to have an opinion on it. So, that's just people today that are going to get on social media and do that. I would suggest that he and his coaches or players just continue to do your thing and they don't pay any attention to it. I know when I was coaching, I didn't, because it doesn't help you. So you might as well just keep doing the work.
Talking to Bob Stoops here on 97.1 The Ticket, the longtime coach at Oklahoma. Along those lines, though, I mean, get away from Harbaugh, you know, Michigan is one of those programs like Oklahoma, like Florida State, like Alabama, where, you know, you're just expected to just win every game, win national championships, multiple, and anything short of that is somehow not acceptable. How did you deal with that, particularly because you did win your national championship early in your Oklahoma career, got back to the big game, unfortunately couldn't get that second national championship, but, you know, how do you coach under that pressure?
I even ruined it for myself. I would have rather lost the first couple, three, and then won it. Instead, I won the first one, and everyone thought it was easy.
Yeah, so, seriously.
Yeah, you don't. No one can put more pressure on you than us coaches put on ourselves. We want to win. You know, people think they we don't. Heck, that's all we live and breathe is trying to win another game or win a championship. So, to me, I've never noticed any other outside pressure because I had it all internally. I wanted to win, and I'm sure, you know, all those coaches are the same way. So, you just block out all that noise and you keep doing your work.
Is there a game that you coached which you look back on now and say that's the worst loss, the most the depressing loss I've ever had?
Oh, I talk about it in the book. It was the 2003 national championship. It was the 2004 national championship to USC. The 2003, we lost to LSU in New Orleans for the 21-14. But the next year, we get blown out by USC, and that was hard to take. Just to be in a position to undefeated at the time and to not, you know, at least not to play your best. And I'm not taking anything away from USC. They're going to end up. And they've already been voted one of the top 1, 2, 3 teams of all time. So they were great, but I just didn't feel we did it all what we, you know, could have done, you know, just represented us ourselves in the best way. And so I just thought there were some guys that were already kind of looking to, I had one player leave in a limousine after the game, had a bunch of other players signing agent contracts back at the hotel immediately after the game. And that just surprised me. You know, you can't be all in and have plans like that after the game. You know what I mean? Like you had one foot out the door ready to be an NFL guy or something, then, you know, you weren't all in. And it showed. We sure weren't all in for the game, and that's my fault ultimately. I say that in the book, and I take the blame for them not being, you know, being at their best that day.
So the Boise State game doesn't bother you at all because they show it all the time.
Yeah, but you know what? At the end of the day, it's an exciting, fun game, and we weren't. You know what you people don't realize? First, it wasn't for a championship whatsoever. So if you're going to end up third in the country or eighth, at the end of the day, does anyone care?
No.
You know? And then the other part is we start the year by removing our quarterback from the team. We have to move a receiver from receiver back to quarterback to play quarterback. We'll lose Adrian Peterson 5 games into the year, so he doesn't play the second half of the season. And we still end up winning the Big 12 championship in Arrowhead Stadium, beating our rival, Nebraska. So we overcame quite a bit that year just to get there. And Boise was a heck of a team. Now, everyone forgets they had like 26 seniors. They hadn't lost a game all year. They only lost one game the year before. So to think they were underdogs, that's not the case. You know, they were a darn good football team, and we knew it. We knew it going in.
Bob Stoops with us here. New book out, No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach, the longtime coach at Oklahoma. You're a young man, Bob. You're 59. I don't mean to date you, but it's, public record. And obviously you're going to be involved in the XFL. Do you have another college coaching job in you?
I don't believe that's what I'll do. You never know what life brings you, but at the end of the day, that's not what I'm looking to do. I didn't get into this for that purpose. You know, I don't need to do this to have other people call me in regard to some jobs. But at the end of the day, I think this is going to be exciting and fun, exciting and fun venture, this new XFL league. And we'll see where it leads. You know, you everybody wants you to define your life for the rest of your life, and you don't know what comes. You know, heck, when I stepped out the first, you know, just a few years ago, XFL wasn't even thought about. So who knows what'll come? You know, we'll see.
What's it going to be like to work for Vince McMahon?
I think it'll be great. It's been great so far. Highly successful. That's an understatement guy, you know, and Oliver Lux, our commissioner, who's also an accomplished guy. So, you know, they got great vision for putting a good product and fun, exciting football out there to watch. You know, so it's going to be good.
Hey, Bob, we really appreciate the time. The book, No Excuses. Bob Stoops, the longtime head coach at Oklahoma. Thanks so much for the time, Bob. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bob Stoops with us here. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.